Let's turn to other world news now. And members of a political alliance of 13 parties in Pakistan are protesting outside the Supreme Court to demand the resignation of the Chief Justice. They say former Prime Minister Imran Khan has been treated leniently by the courts. Last week, Khan was granted 2 weeks' bail after being arrested on corruption charges. Let's go live to Al Jazeera's Kamal Haider, who's outside the Supreme Court in Islamabad. Kamal, bring us up to speed first with what's been happening outside the court there.
Well, as you mentioned, the 13-party alliance, which is the government in power, had announced that they will be staging a major sit-in outside the Supreme Court today. The government is quite critical of the Supreme Court. They've been criticizing senior judges of the court. Now, this is spearheaded by Mr. Fazlur Rahman. He's the head of the Jamiat-e-Ulama-Islam. He himself has not been able to win a single seat. His own seat, that is. His son is still in parliament. Of course, the judicial community, or the rather the legal fraternity, has said that this is unthinkable, that a sitting government is protesting against the Supreme Court. Now, it is the same Supreme Court that was praised by Mr. Fazlur Rahman when there was a vote of no confidence. The Supreme Court stepped in and made sure that vote of no confidence went ahead, which led to the 13-party alliance forming the new government. So, indeed, a tense situation, because it is expected that the Supreme Court is likely to hold the Prime Minister and senior members of the cabinet on contempt charges. That is what is being said here in Pakistan. The legal fraternity, of course, is saying that this is a total violation of the constitution for the parliamentarians and the political leaders to single out the country's apex court for criticism.
Meanwhile, Kamal, I understand the crackdown against Imran Khan's supporters continues.
Absolutely. In fact, the government has been arresting all the key leaders. They've been breaking into their houses, smashing the doors. There are reports that the families have been manhandled. Most of the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf leadership is now behind bars. They, of course, have been arrested, and on the pretext of public maintenance order. This is a clause under which they can arrest anybody from 15 to 30 days. So the senior leadership arrested. Many peaceful protesters who have been taking part in the protests against the government have also been arrested. Sweeping operations are underway. And, of course, the government is now trying to put the onus of blame on Imran Khan for all the violence that took place when he was arrested. He, of course, has said that he was in jail and had no control over those crowds who went on the rampage. So, indeed, the government hell-bent on trying to corner Imran Khan's party. All the leadership is under arrest, and they, of course, are trying to disqualify him to make him irrelevant. However, his popularity continues to grow, and that, of course, is going to be a main challenge for this 13-party alliance, which is now seen in defiance of the country's apex court.
Okay, Kamal, thank you very much for that update. Kamal Haider, live for us there in Islamabad.